Kenny, guys, today we're going to talk about guarantees in a lease purchase program. Now, a lot of times when you see a lease purchase program, they'll have this lovely 3,500 miles. Give us 3,500 miles. And it's like, no. Excuse me, I had to go a little thirst there. A little quenched thirst. When they promise, when they give you these examples, 3,500 miles. The way it works in trucking, for the most part, and this is for lease purchase programs, is that most stuff starts out like beginning of the month. Most companies start out beginning of the month, you make good money, everybody's stocking up. Second week, everybody's still stocking up. Third week, it's kind of full. Last week, short check. Okay, there's no, you're not going to be looking at, maybe that first week you might make 3,000 miles. Second week, 2,500, right? Third week, 2,000, okay? Now, that's what a lot of guys do. You're not going to be looking at 3,500 miles. If you somebody gave you, unless they put it in the, your lease purchase contract, you're not going to get 3,500 miles. The other lie a lot of people try to tell you is, oh, well, they'll cover you. You know, they'll cover. Unless they put it in the contract, if they cover you if you have a big breakdown, or they cover you if you have a problem or issue and some other aspect of that, if they do it, they're not required to do it unless it's in the contract. So as far as miles go and as far as anything else, if it isn't written, then it's not a guarantee. Now, who am I for all those new people out there? Let me answer this question, and I'll continue on talking about lease purchase. TruckDriver101.com, driving a truck for 10 years. I have been driving a truck for, like I said, 10 years. I worked for Warner. I worked for Falcon Transport for a while. Currently working local. And that's a little bit of a pain. You can get me, if you want to hit me up, you can look at me on YouTube. TruckDriver101/YouTube. You can also get me on Instagram. I'm still learning Instagram right now. I only have one picture. You can go there and you can look it up. It's TruckDriver101Ken. You can look me up there. Follow me on Instagram. You can check my Twitter account. If you're looking for jobs or anything like that, you can go to howtotruckdriver101.com. I got jobs listed there. And I also have a book called, you can go to truckdriveraudiobooks.com and get a book, my book, audiobook. It's truckdriveraudiobooks.com, truckdriveraudiobooks.com. All right. So the thing back to lease purchase, the reason I'm bringing this up about lease purchase is unless you see a guarantee, it's not real, okay? Unless they got it written in the contract, it's not real. And before you sign these contracts, I don't care, you know, how desperate you've made yourself in your mind, okay? You need to get a lawyer to go over these contracts because they'll tell you, you can get out the contract. Look, you need to see and get a lawyer to look at it in your favor, for you, to look at it from your perspective if you leave. Because the only thing that these companies, they can tell you all they want over the phone. People can tell you everything they want when they're recruiting you. People can say it when they've been in the lease purchase program 9,000 times. But bottom line is, unless it's written in the contract, it's not real. Okay, it's someone's decision. And if something's left up to somebody's decision, they can say yay or they can say nay. Okay, they can say yes or no. And so you need to understand that unless it's written down, it's not real. Now, I want to give you guys a little bit of a plan, how I would use a lease purchase contract. If I wanted a lease purchase contract, if I was looking for one, I would probably go to Celadon. The reason I would go to Celadon is I like the fact that Celadon works like this. Your lease is up to 300,000 miles. At that point, you have to get your own financing and you have to pay to get finance for the other part of the truck payments. The reason I like that is because they take a percentage of your miles. I think you get paid $1.25, and I think they pay 25 cents. You got to check this out yourself, by the way. I actually know the numbers, but I'm not going to use the real numbers because people get lazy and want to depend on me. So that's not happening. None of these numbers are going to be accurate. This is just an example. Okay? So, what we're back doing, they take a piece of your pay per mile. Then they take that amount and put it towards your loan. I mean, sometimes in a month, you might pay $3,000 if you get a lot of miles. And if sometimes in a month, you might make less. Yes, because you got less miles. But the payment is based on basically your income. You see what I'm saying? In other words, if you get a lot of miles and they take a lot of quarters from you for every mile that you run, then they get money. If you don't get a lot of miles, they don't get a lot of quarters from you. That gives them an incentive to help get you miles so they can get paid. Okay. Now, the bad part about this is, one, you have to get financing because I think you have $60,000 to $70,000 after you pay them for 3 years or 300,000 miles when your lease ends. Two, once you do that, you're talking another 2 to 3 years of paying them off. Okay. Now, here's the thing, okay? The reason I like this program, just to break it down one more time, is not just the payment adjustments, but the fact you get it over with. If you're paying $3,000, right? You're paying, you know, whatever. It helps you get it over with. Because once you get to the 300,000 miles, it's over. So that means if I take a year, don't take any time off, and run really hard, I can get a big chunk of that 300,000 miles, at least 150,000 miles, probably in a year. If I'm really running hard. And once I do that, you know, I can get the truck privately financed, get, you know, within a year, say a year and like another, let's say I take 2 years and I don't take any real off time. And then I get it paid off. Then afterwards, I turn around, I get it financed, and then I sign with another carrier. That's what I would do. And I would go to someone like FedEx or a car hauler. And then I would hire a team, and then I would turn around and have that team run to pay off my truck. Once the truck's paid off, that's when you start making profit. By the way, you're not really making profit till your truck's paid off. The average truck payment in America is $2,000. It is anywhere from, for a new truck, it's probably about $2,000 or so. Or for a normal truck, it's maybe $1,500. Okay? So anywhere from there to there. For a normal used truck, unless you're talking about something below $40,000, $50,000. But if you're doing that, you know, you're buying that in that range. Damn it. I forgot. That $1,500, that $2,500, that $2,000, whatever you're paying for your truck is profit. Okay, that's profit once you get your truck paid off. You put that away for a year, and now you're talking about having $12,000, $24,000. You take that $24,000, you put it to another truck, and you keep buying trucks like that. Before you know it, you'll have a little mini fleet of 5 or 6 trucks in 6 or 7, 8 years. But that's a long-term gain, okay? But that's the key thing. If you want to profit in lease purchase, you have to lease, you got to purchase it, and then you have to work on the long-term gain. It's not a get-rich-quick scheme. It is long, hard work, and you are taking a big risk. The problem most people have with it is they get the impression, because they get this lie, that I'm going to make 3,500 miles a week. You're not. Then the other lie that they inadvertently kind of passively tell you is that we're going to give you, you know, 3,500 a week or 10,000 miles guaranteed a month. You don't really know that, by the way. You don't. You gotta understand how miles work. If I'm a company and I want to have some freight, somebody pick up some freight. Okay. Who should I give this freight to? I can give this to a rookie driver who I'm paying 25 to 30 cents something cent a mile on average, right? Rookie driver, 25, 30 something cent a mile. I give it to an experienced driver. I'm paying anywhere from 30 some cent to maybe 40 cents a mile, depending on what they pay. Or I can give it to an owner operator. I got to pay $1 or so a mile. Or, well, actually, before you get to owner operator, you're probably going to at least purchase, because, yeah, I'm paying him $1, but I'm actually collecting some of that money back. So I'm going to make some profit off that. Then you got your owner operator, because I'm going to pay him, and all I'm going to pay him is the set rate that he gets, and I'm not going to pay him back. See, so when you're the lease purchase operator, you're third on the list of people who will make the company the most, right? The person who's going to make them the most money is going to be the company driver because he's not going to make that much, right? So you're their company rookie driver, I should say. So that's kind of how it goes. So that's why a lot of guys fail is that this is a business and it's about what's advantageous to you. The things I don't like about lease purchase programs, period, one of the reasons I've never done one, is because it's someone else making a business plan for you. And it's not like, and this is what you need to meet, is if I went to a lawyer and had him look over the contract, I would want to know if I could leave or end my contract early. Because if I can get the truck and goes and get it financed with somebody else and be free to go where I want, I can increase my income. Because then I can go to a company that has nothing but owner operators like Landstar, and then I can get some real money. But you're going to it's tough because you're just part of the company's diversifying its funds situation. Because, like I said, it's going to be more advantageous for that rookie driver who's making nothing to run that load. More advantageous for, after that, the experienced driver to run that load because you're not paying him much more. Well, another 25 cent maybe. Well, 20 cent, I should say. Then you got your lease purchase. Then, you're paying this guy. Like I said, but you're getting some money off all the gotchas that he has. Then you have the person at the end, the owner operator, right? You make some money off him, but not really, right? So that's what you're putting yourself in. And even if you have a dispatcher that you're cool with, that's your buddy, that's the scale he's looking at. He doesn't work for you. He might be your buddy, might be your friend. He didn't work for you, right? He works for the company, and the company is going to distribute loads based on what's financially advantageous. Now, this becomes a moot point if we get an economic boom. Okay, 2004, that wasn't an issue. Okay, because people, it didn't matter because everybody was making money. But nowadays, because the economy is kind of up and down and up and down, some people in lease purchase programs, depending on how they run, come out all right, and some people don't. And it's going to depend on how you're placed. Are you dedicated? Because that's what, another thing, like get dedicated. If you completely choose to do a lease purchase. My thing, you come out a heck of a lot better not lease purchasing at all. Even though I like Celadon's lease purchase program, you come out better not doing it all, going to get financed, saving your money, and just get buy your truck outright. Because that's really the best way to do it. And then sign with a company that does owner operating. That way you're not in that scale competition. But that's the way it is, okay? And the reason I did this whole thing is I see people talking about, I'm gonna get 3,500 miles. Unless it's written in a guarantee, you're not. Unless they have it in a contract, you're not. And this whole, people get caught up in this hater crap. Oh, it's haters saying the guy ain't gonna make it. Or people saying, no. It doesn't matter what people are saying if they say you ain't gonna make it. Or people saying you are going to make it. You run a business. If somebody says that you're not going to make it, ask for details because you need to make a plan to see what happens if you don't make it. This is a business. It's not your personal war against society, right? Put your hand down. Stop snapping your fingers and rolling your eyes, honey. Well, this is ain't the hood. This ain't you and Shaniqua out in the street, right? This is real life, and you need to wake up and realize you got to focus. So when somebody tells you they didn't make it, find out why they didn't make it. And if they can't give you a why, then that's just somebody being goofy, right? And there's no point paying them any attention. But if somebody comes to you and says, this, and this happened, you need to know why it happened, okay? Because trucking is a generic business. I don't care how cool you think you are with your dispatcher. I don't care how cool you think you are with anybody at your company. It's generic. You ain't family. Companies do not care about you. Okay, let me repeat that. Companies, dispatchers, everybody showed up to work to fight for their check, not yours. All right. That's my little comment on that. After this, local trucking and politics. See ya.